Hi, welcome back. I'm Daryl, and welcome to McCullough Therapy, and also welcome to Bite Size, where I'll serve up bite-sized portions of inspiration, knowledge, and insight. In this episode, we're going to be looking at ADHD. So one of my primary jobs as a therapist is to help people understand behaviour. Why? Because without understanding, we often jump to our own conclusions as to why things are happening. You didn't want to get out of bed this morning. Well, you're lazy. You forgot to pay that bill last month. You're irresponsible. You didn't do the dishes last night. Well, you're inconsiderate. Beyond leaving us angry, this kind of approach often prevents us from solving the actual problem, which is why people find themselves in the same argument over and over again. We're too busy assuming why it's happening and never get around to understanding the truth. There's no better example of this when it comes to behaviours that are driven by an underlying dysregulation of attention. I use that term purposely, in that not everyone who struggles with a dysregulation of attention meets the diagnostic criteria of an ADHD diagnosis. But the problematic behaviours can still cause problems. And without a sense of why, we're usually left with the impression of people, whether it be yourself, partner, friend, child or colleague, aren't trying hard enough. The most important thing to understand about dysregulation attention or ADHD is that despite what the diagnosis implies, it is not a deficit of attention. It's an inability to control your attention. Things that are more interesting to you will now have an almost magnetic appeal, while things that are less interesting to you will be quickly dropped and forgotten. The idea of magnetic attraction and repulsion is a framework that often helps people understand the intensity of what that experience can feel like. To make things worse, the thing that you're attracted to doesn't have to be interesting. It just has to be more interesting. So what does that mean? Well, if the song on the radio is more interesting than you remembering to pick up the milk, guess what? You've forgotten the milk. If the bird outside of the classroom is more interesting than the quiz or the test you have to do, you will stop taking that test. If your phone is more interesting than, well, anything, you will stay on that for hours before realising it's 2 a.m. and you haven't prepared yourself for either the presentation, the test, the holiday, the meeting, the assignment, going to work. And it's now freak out time. What becomes clear is that the procrastination and forgetfulness is not due to a lack of caring. When you can't control your attention in the moment, your ability to stay focused on your longer term goals becomes severely compromised. Everyone suffers, and in the absence of understanding, you'll have the fighting. When we finally accept that attention dysregulation is all about neurochemistry and not fatal personality flaws, we can stop placing the blame on the individual and find ways to address the environmental changes that can help alleviate the problem. So this is just a wee quick insight into ADHD. We're going to follow this up in future podcasts. So thank you for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.